A correction to make now, because last week I referred to the initials PBS as an acronym. Tom Blake was not the only one to send a letter, but his read, an acronym is, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, a word formed from the initial letters of other words. NASA and laser are good examples of acronyms. On the other hand, an initialism, according to the OED, is a group of initial letters used as an abbreviation for a name or expression, each letter or part being pronounced separately. CIA, FBI, IRS, NPR, and PBS are all examples of initialisms. Other letters about our show last week and our story on the PBS program American High prompted Hillary Brown in Seattle to write, I'm tired of reality-based shows. I think it would be better to give 40 kids a camera and have them comment on their lives and their many different circumstances, rather than focusing on just four kids. Kids will talk about clothes, sex, alcohol, and use bad language, but there is so much more to America's youth than that. It sounds like they are just using middle-class kids. Where is the teen mom working her way through school, or the kid on the street? Where is the farm kid itching to leave home? About Andy Bauer's report on an experimental satellite system that would shut off air conditioning in California shopping malls, Alex Haas writes, your report neglected to mention that the shopping centers and the merchants therein are in no way complying with the requests to turn down their air conditioners. The shopping centers can, of their own volition, just turn off those air conditioners themselves without any assistance from a satellite and should have done so already. They are part of the problem, not part of the solution. Finally, Russ Gerzberger spoke for more than a few of you when he wrote, music and art are very subjective disciplines. Taste cannot always be classified and sometimes not shared, as exemplified by your interview with pianist and composer Tom Alexander. Other than an occasional tune or chord, I didn't detect the influences of classical music nor that of jazz musician Chick Corea. Mr. Alexander's music had sparse melodies and harmonies without much development or structure. It was light and pretty, but it had no substance. I wish the interview time would have been spent on a musician who had truly studied and worked hard at their craft, an honest talent that deserves the wider recognition of your show. Address your letters to Weekend Edition Sunday, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our listener line number is area code 202-371-1775, and our email address is wesun, W-E-S-U-N, @npr.org.